SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Youth Information Center opens in Hanover. Later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and safety tips for children. Welcome to the journey, Roundabout JA. Thanks for joining us. Young persons in Hanover now have a permanent location from which to obtain information and get involved in programs organized by the Ministry of Youth and Culture. The Hanover Youth Information Center and the National Youth Service Parish Office for Hanover were recently officially opened at the Watson Taylor Park Complex in Lucy. It will provide access to information for thousands of youth from Hanover, as well as the neighboring parishes of Westmoreland and St. James. Speaking at the recent opening of the center, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Cheryl O'Reggio Angus, said the facilities are in keeping with the ministry's commitment to youth and children of not only Hanover, but the entire Jamaica.
The youth information centers are available to give young people access to a physical space, providing credible information and assistance to guide their personal and professional development. Young people who access these centers can expect to receive guidance and counseling, access to communication technology, assistance with entrepreneurial pursuits in a safe and youth-friendly environment.
To date, 11 youth information centers have been established across the island by the ministry. The other centers are operating in St. Catherine, Portmore and Spanish Town, St. Elizabeth, Manchester, St. Mary, St. Anne, St. James, Portland, Kingston and Clarendon. The Hanover Youth Information Center and the National Youth Service offices were built at a cost of just over $71 million with funding from the government and the Inter-American Development Bank. A key aspect of Vision 2030 is ensuring that young persons all across Jamaica can access opportunities to aid in their growth and development. And we see that happening with the youth information centers being set up across the island. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
On Thursday, June 25, the Ministry of Health will be carrying out fogging in Garlands, St. James, and on Friday in the airport White House area. Now, here's Oliver Jackson with another glimpse of Jamaica.
When I was in the country, people never used to work for money, except when the government gives out work on the roads and so on and so forth. We used to have a group of men who they used to call the working. So this man would work for this man today. Maybe about 10 people go and work for this man today to plant ground, food. And then whenever the other person is having a working, he calls up 10 men too. And it goes on and on like that. And each person will work for each person for free until they are finished.
Children ages 1 to 4 years are particularly susceptible to choking. The following are some key tips for preventing your child from choking.
I believe the children are our future.
Until age 4, avoid foods that can block the airways, such as peanut butter, hot dogs, popcorn, whole grapes, raw carrots, raisins, nuts, hard candies or toffees, and chewing gum. Provide safe finger foods such as bananas, well-cooked pasta and vegetables, and O-shaped low-sugar cereals. Keep items such as coins, buttons, balloons, safety pins, and stones out of your child's reach. Those tips were brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.